Welcome to your daily devotional for October 18th. Roadblocks. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 53. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. During his earthly ministry, Jesus fulfilled all of the law, following all its commandments. One of these was that all Jewish males were required to go worship in Jerusalem 3 times a year, at Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Samaritans, without any divine warrant whatsoever, had replaced Jerusalem with Mount Gerizim as the appointed place of worship. Therefore, they often made passage from Galilee to Jerusalem as difficult as possible. Jesus had passed that way many times before and was familiar with the difficulties. Yet the roadblocks of other men would not dissuade him from going to his Father's house. There are many roadblocks set up by others to keep us from worship of God. A family member may be opposed to your going to church regularly, which the Lord clearly commands in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Maybe they're an unbeliever, but they are so prideful to think that although professing to be a Christian, they are the one exception to the divine command not to forsake the assembly. More frightening than that, maybe this describes you. Maybe you set up your own roadblocks. You feel like your sin is so bad that you cannot accept communion today, so you choose to be truant in the church house Sunday morning rather than set your face to worship, hear God's word, and repent of your sins. Perhaps you even excuse away your own private prayer and Bible reading on the same basis. Worse still, perhaps there is a roadblock of pride, bitterness, or, most commonly, pure laziness. After all, you get up early on other days and work hard all week. What need is there to come worship? Has God not cared for you all 7 days and given you the strength to work? Has he saved your soul through the shed blood of his cross? And if there was more he could do, surely he would do it. Jesus has taken away the roadblock to forgiveness and reconciliation with the Father. If there is a roadblock between you and worship of God today, whether people, places, or things, pray that the Lord will show up with the spiritual excavator and help you get that thing out of the way. Today is your day to move forward in faith.